When first I saw my Moorlough Mary, 'twas at the market of sweet Strabane. Her thrilling glances were so engaging, the hearts of young men she did trepan. Her thrilling glances bereft my senses of peace or comfort either night or day. In silent slumber I turn and murmur, "Oh, Moorlough Mary, won't you come away?" Were I a man of great education and errands I at my command, I would lay my head on your throbbing bosom, in wedlock bands, love, we join our hands. I'd entertain you both night and morning with robes I'd dyke you both fine and gay, and with kisses, sweet love, I would caress you. Oh, Moorlough Mary, won't you come away? I must away to my situation. My recreation was all in vain. On the river Mourn, where the salmon sporting, on the rocks re-echoing their plaintive strain, the thrush and blackbird would sing so sweetly, with notes melodious on the river brae, and the little songbirds would join in chorus, "Oh, Moorlough Mary, won't you come away?" Then fare thee well to my Moorlough Mary, 10,000 times I bid you adieu, while breath remains in my throbbing bosom, I will never cease, love, to think of you. I must away to some lonesome valley, where tears be wailing both night and day, in some silent harbour where none shall hear me. Oh, Moorlough Mary, won't you come away?